Take rainbow. It is not in the sky.
Thank you very much. Roshio Roshi. On the last day of session, the waters are clear again, as you said they would be. Some of us need more time to clear our minds. Would you be patient with us?
I want you to have all the magic water, but sometimes for a break, you will see the water.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me, I have no question. I think my small mind is still very big. It makes me afraid to hear the answers.
Don't be afraid of anything. There is nothing to be afraid
of. Dr. Roshi, I haven't any question because I couldn't hear the answer anyway.
Dr.
Roshi, without entering the act or leaving it, without doer or observer, unmoved in the warmth of our ancestors and descendants, what is it that can be returned?
Can you be found? I'm sorry, I have to go for you. Yes, thank you.
Without entering the act, or leaving it, without doer or observer, unmoved in the hands of our ancestors and descendants, what is it that can't be returned?
Nothing can be returned, but still. Everything is gone, and that is it. What kind of thing you are doing with life, with your hands? If it is too heavy for you, I have.
I repudiated my attachment to the past, and I denied my interest in the future because it would be just like the past. And I said to myself, there's nothing left but the pain in my legs, and even that melted away. Still, there is so much of me left. Why?
Something big is also needed. Nothing except that. From which you acted, come, don't be afraid of anything. But you found out something afraid of will be the first step. To the real practice. This is the place. Don't be afraid. All words is on your heart. Don't try to hear it, but it is. Because of your practice, sincere practice, you reach the point, something to be afraid of. That is the truth. Instead of being afraid of it, you should try to enjoy and find the meaning of
it. Judge Arush, move sometimes open, sometimes closed.
Certainly.
Move. Exhale and inhale is also moving. When you practice counting breathing or breathing, with deep mind or small mind, all those activities move.
Thank you. how may one even begin to learn detachment from forms that one has always loved deeply and purely?
Now, what do you mean? Those things at the right time in life. Right. Why you are best in your everyday activities.
Thank you very much.
What's your wish? Where is the entrance to my true home?
Mahanan practice is the main gate of my home. If you have some doubt, come and sit gentle. As soon as you get up,
how do we know when we're being selfish? When you do something not with a sense of practice and not for other people, but just because you're being yourself and because of what you feel like, is that always selfish?
Selfish or unselfish is not something for you to know. Only Buddha knows. So, Buddha in your mind is how to be answered. When you don't know which way you are going, you should ask somebody which way you should go. That is unselfish. You should not hide things in your mind. As soon as you have problems, ask me. I will not show you which way to go. I will show you what is unselfish. To be honest, as you are now, yes, how to be unselfish.
Dancho Roshi.
Good.
Thank you very much.
What is compassion?
When you are right now, that is compassion.
Jerushi. Can you understand the question that the writer is asking now?
That's not. Not by yet.
With what mind do you understand it?
I don't understand. But who understands?
Thank you very much.
Docho Roshi. What am I trying to smash?
That's more nice.
Who was trying to do the smashing?
You were trying to smash. You have small mind. Trying to smash it.
Why is the only thing that's smashed is my breath?
Why?
Why is the only thing I'm able to smash is my breath?
If you smash your breath, you smash everything. Nothing there. All that is wild.
Thank you very much.
How old are we when we begin our practice?
When you are not gone, you start to be wonder what is going on. You sit and trust. You are doing without it. We started our practice long, long time ago. And we will continue our practice. That is here.
Docho Roshi, the sixth patriarch, says the Buddha nature is impermanent. Please explain.
Buddha nature is permanent and impermanent. People think Buddha nature is permanent. That is why he said impermanent. He destroyed the idea of impermanent.
Thank you very much.
Docho Roshi, high things, low things. Can you put this bamboo in its place? I still don't know my place. Very much.
Docho Roshi.
Can
the mud become a T-bow in this moment?
And this will come to us.
Thank you very much. Sancho Roshi, a steep mountainside and a deep canyon. Cold, lonely wind blows over the big mine. What will happen to my thoughts and desires down here?
What are your thoughts and desires? Right. Which is three?
It's confusing.
Confusing is when the stream is not venture. Yes, then you see. Only when you use it, you see.
Dōjō Roshi, I have a very deep ignorance. Why no questions?
Because your mind is right now. Emptiness itself.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Dōjō Roshi, where will Buddha truly and deeply be found?
Right here. You are Buddha.
Thank you very much.
Dōjō Roshi, the harder I try, the more egocentric my effort becomes. I can't get out of the circle. Is this something I should be concerned with?
Many times, don't cope with. All set. try to find out through self. What you are coping with is not true. True one is right here. This is true self. Don't start it.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with you.
Thank you very much.
No birth, no death, no form, no emptiness. Who is it sitting here in front of you?
The dead
Dōjō Roshi, I have no questions. I have no answers. The wind blows through me. Soon the winter rains will come.
Thank you very much.
Actually, there is no spring or no river. We feel spring. And we enjoy the four seasons.
Joe Roshi. Keep in mind in relation to stones seem relatively easy, but in relation to people, very difficult.
God,
thank
you.
My anger, my greed, my intolerance, my patience, my selfishness.
It's the same thing. God will be our enemy. And it's the same. It's so awesome. You start right. And you can enjoy it. When we have nothing to say, we can breathe.
Dojo Roshi, everything is turning around, and sometimes it seems as though I'm sitting on my cushion, and sometimes my cushion is sitting on me. Are we practicing Buddhism, or is Buddhism practicing us?
Are we practicing Buddhism, or is Buddhism practicing us?
For me, the machine is yet to begin.
That's right. Very true.
Selfish and greedy.
But bring it. Yes. You should copy it. Yeah. Every day. Probably. What do you think? It is lost. What is it?
It's a snake that wants more. If it's eating, it wants more. If it's enjoying itself, it wants more. If it's sitting, it wants to sit more.
Okay.
It's all the same snake.
Why you? It should not be same snake. The way you cooperate, you cooperate, concrete, active. You shouldn't be regret. You should be more close. Everything else. You cooperate.
There is a separation between
this shore
and the other shore.
There is no way to get across. If there is no separation, there is nowhere to go. There is nothing to do.
Separation. No separation. It's different version of actual problem. Actual that. When you do something actual, one by one, there is.
Thank you. Thank you. Dr. Hiroshi, when does the question become the answer?
Question itself after answer. When you have questions, you have answer at the same time. If you put your problem into question, then you have answer. But because you try to answer, after you have question, you after you ask the problem, if you have problem, you put it in all questions. Don't try to seek for answer. No one can give you the answer. Even you shouldn't seek for answer. One question, and after another question, informal, actual problem, you should call it.
Thank you very much.
If you find you ask questions,
Dr. Rush!
You are putting your weight to someone else.
Man, come to kill me and my family. I have two choices, to kill a man or have him kill me and my family. As a Buddhist, what should I do?
As a Buddhist, you should kill yourself.
Why should I deal with such trashy questions when they have no meaning for me? They should not have any meaning for me. And they are always with the past and the future.
Right now, we are here, practicing, studying. We're not kidding ourselves or kidding others. But be aware. If your practice desire for it,
thank you very much.
Sancho Roshi, on the first day of Sashin, the conditioned mind rose like a star. And I saw how it got in the way of the present reality. On the second day of Sashin, I learned not to think of the future. On the third day, I saw that nothing lasts longer than attachments. On the fourth day, I experienced some difficulties. On the fifth day, because of a certain strength that arose, I experienced the pride of holding on. On the sixth day, I experienced the pride of letting go because I no longer cared whether I breathed or not. Now on the seventh day, I come before you with this question. How should I understand the pride?
Before you become a Buddha, you will have pride. After you become a Buddha, you will not have any pride. You will not have any sight. You have sight. Change your person. Think about this more.
Change my position means what?
Right now, maybe, you should continue your practice as a teacher. Even though you have many problems and many things you cannot understand, but you are right. Please continue your practice until you have someone to teach. Okay.
Thank you very much. Dr. Roshi, why do we keep our eyes open when we sit?
That is not to have so many ideas and images in your mind. To keep your eyes open means your practice is very clear.
Thank you very much.
Dojo Roshi.
Is great doubt completely pure?
Great doubt? Great doubt, did you say?
Yes.
Great doubt. If it is not pure, it is not pure. When the doubt is very pure, the doubt is pure in everything. And you take care of everything. Without apathy, without any preconceived idea, and no greed in this kind of thing. So, that is called great doubt. Because you came to the Sahara to seek for something. And because you didn't find out something about them,
Dojo Roshi, after my death, will it be the same regardless of my practice?
You cannot be the same. If you are not going upward, you are going downward.